Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, takes you to the world beyond tomorrow in the age of the conquest of space. When roaring rockets blast to distant stars and far-flung planets with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Stand by to raise ship. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Chimes of the Tower of Galileo echoes over the campus of Space Academy, tolling the hour of 9:30. Dormitory windows slowly go dark as cadet units retire for the night. But light continues to stream brightly from Section 42B, the quarters of the Polaris unit. Inside, Cadet Tom Corbett, a tall, curly-haired boy of 18, is seated at the desk, dictating a letter into the audio writer. Nearby, Cadet Astro, the second member of the Polaris unit, listens intently to earphones clamped tightly to his ears as a study spool whirls in the study machine, droning out a lesson in astrogation. And the third member of the Polaris unit, Cadet Roger Manning, idly contemplates his collection of pinups. Cadet life is quiet and routine on the Space Academy campus. Suddenly, the dormitory intercom crackles into life.
Reporting for duty, Captain Strong.
You made good time, boys. Just leave your space gear on the deck. You can stow it later when we're in flight.
Sounds like we're in a hurry, Skipper.
Yeah, we are, Astro. We blast off as soon as we get final orders from Commander Arkwright.
What's up, Skipper?
Remember our first trip to Titan, the largest moon of Saturn?
Sure thing, sir. We escorted the first group of colonists there.
You remember the strange Titan vegetation? Crystal? Living crystal?
Who could forget it? Yeah. Every time it touched metal, the metal turned into crystal.
Right. But at the same time, it was lighter and stronger than most metals now in use.
I always thought it would be a good idea for our Academy scientists to work on that stuff. Make it useful.
They have, Tom. They've succeeded in refining Titan crystals so that it can be used in place of metal.
Hey, that's terrific, sir.
The process isn't absolutely perfect yet. They've only been able to do it in small quantities. But in about a year, refined crystal can be turned out in volume for standard everyday use.
A year isn't too long to wait for a thing like this.
And it seems to be, for certain people.
What do you mean, Skipper?
Partially refined crystal is being smuggled out of Titan and brought down to Earth.
Smuggled?
Yes. Somebody's trying to get a jump on the market. Sell the crystal now and make the most of the money before there's any competition. And this stuff is dangerous. Only partially refined, it can still affect metal.
But how can anybody smuggle crystal? You can't hide it in your hat or anything like that.
Well, the Solar Guard's been working on this for the last 2 months. Lieutenant Mitsuko has been assigned to the case, and 3 days ago, he reported he had a lead. Now, he's landing here tonight with a full report.
Well, sir, how do we fit into this?
We're going to help Mitsuko break this smuggling ring wide open. As soon as he lands, Commander Arkwright will bring him here to the Polaris for a quick briefing. And then we'll... Captain Strong here. Go ahead.
Orders from Commander Arkwright, sir.
All right, Bailey. Go ahead.
You will blast off for Titan immediately.
But I thought we were supposed to wait for Lieutenant Mitsuko.
His rocket scout crashed in Greenland. The report just came in from Weather Station J.
Do they know what happened, Bailey?
Not very much, sir. Only that the wreckage of his rocket scout, from nose to exhaust tubes, was one mass of crystal.
And Lieutenant Mitsuko?
He's dead.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Listen. That's a flight of jet planes flashing across the sky, flying faster than the speed of sound itself. Those fleet, deadly jets are the masters of the air, spreading their wings in battle high above the earth.
Is your future in the air? Do you want to head for the clouds in a blazing burst of speed when you grow up? If you do, then start now. Start learning and training so you'll be ready when the big day comes. Learn all you can about jets. And build all the strength and health you can, too. Get plenty of exercise, rest, and good food.
And for breakfast, start your day with a big heaping bowl full of Kellogg's Pep. Jet pilots know breakfast is mighty important for building up strength. And Kellogg's Pep has just the kind of food values jet pilots must have to keep ready for action.
When a jet takes to the air, it needs plenty of fuel. And when you start out each morning, you need fuel to keep going, too. Get your supply of fuel at the breakfast table. Eat Pep, because Kellogg's Pep gives you more builder-upper food values than any other wheat flake cereal.
And Kellogg's Pep gives you flavor, too. Sweet, malty-rich, swell-tasting flavor that brings you back for second helpings. You keep that spoon of yours mighty busy when you start scooping up a bowl full of Pep.
So start now, fellas and girls. Start your day with a cereal that gives you build-up food values and swell flavor, too. Ask Mom to get the better-than-ever build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep. And don't miss the exciting announcement coming up about a swell prize you get in every package of Kellogg's Pep.
Attention crew, blast off in 30 seconds. Station check.
Cadet Astro, power deck ready, sir. Cadet Manning, radar bridge ready, sir.
Cadet Corbett, control deck ready, sir.
As a lone, powerful spotlight from the spaceport control tower plays on the silvery hull of the rocket cruiser Polaris, Captain Strong and the space cadets prepare to blast off.
Energize the cooling pumps.
Pumps in operation, sir.
Feed reactant. Switch in takeoff gyros.
Gyros in, sir.
Orders are snapped quickly. Controls are engaged. The ship begins to throb with the unleashed power of its rocket motors. And finally...
Blast off, minus 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0!
Its exhaust tube spitting smoke and flame, the rocket hovers over the ground for an instant, then quickly accelerates, and at a speed of 5,000 miles per hour, it arrows into the night sky and disappears from view. A few moments later, clear of Earth's atmosphere, Captain Strong calls his cadet crew down to the control deck.
Well, boys, with Lieutenant Mitsuko's death, we haven't a shred of information. We'll have to start from scratch. Now, when we land on Titan, I'm going to give you a couple of days' liberty.
Liberty? Get that look off your face, Raj.
This'll be simulated liberty, pal.
Oh. I want this to look as much like routine maneuvers as possible. It may throw the smugglers off guard. They won't think that space cadets would be handling this kind of an operation.
They don't know us.
Well, I hope not. Anyhow, behave as you normally would. Drift around the colony, go sightseeing, anything. See what information you can pick up. Well, that's the plan. Any questions?
A lot, sir. But from what you've told us already, we'll have to dig out the answers ourselves.
All right, then. You can relax. We'll maintain the usual 4-hour deck watches and get as much rest as you can. You're going to need it.
Titan control from rocket cruiser Polaris. Entering approach orbit. Open atmosphere resistor screens for landing. We'll touch down in 4 minutes.
Okay, Captain Strong, all stations are secure. Anything else you want us to do?
No, Tom, you're all off duty. You boys can have 48 hours liberty.
Thanks a lot, sir.
We sure can use it, sir. You put us through hoops on this training flight.
And don't worry, Skipper, we'll keep our eyes open. We'll find those... Oh! What's the idea kicking me?
Next time, I'll put my foot in your mouth.
You want to ruin everything, Manning? Somebody in that ground crew may be listening. Oh.
All right, boys, I'll see you later.
Right, sir.
And when you finish sightseeing, you can sack in for the night at the spaceport BOQ.
See you there, sir.
Now, have you hotshot space detectives figured out where we begin this sightseeing tour?
Seems to me the spaceport is just as good a place as any.
Oh, sure. A great place to load smuggled crystal.
Well, they load crystal here, all right. Look at that space freighter over there.
Hey, you don't suppose that stuff on the conveyor belt...
Oh, relax, will you, Astro? That crystal's already been refined.
Come on, let's have a closer look.
She's a fast-looking ship.
The Mary Wells. Well, I'll be.
Stand where you are, all of you.
Huh? Who said that? That guy climbing out of the freighter. Looks like a Martian deck officer.
Stand where you are, or I will blast you.
Hey, that creep's pointing a parallel ray at us.
Better hold still, fellas. He means business.
Stop the conveyor! What are you doing here? Speak up.
We've got as much right to be here as you have.
Put that ray gun away, pal, or I'll bend it around your neck.
Oh, so now I recognize the uniform. You are of the space cadets, the little boys who play a soldier.
Hey, where do you get that little boy routine?
Be still, or my ray will freeze your chattering mouth.
Look here, what's the idea of pulling a ray gun on us? We weren't doing anything wrong.
I do not take chances. Anyone who comes too close to me may be an enemy. But you, pal, children...
Stop the conveyor!
Children? Why, I'll show that space...
Oh, relax, Manning. Come on.
What's the matter with you guys? You afraid of that parallel ray?
We're not afraid of anything, pal, but there's no point in starting a fight with him. We won't learn anything that way.
We won't learn anything anyway. Our first hot lead. Nothing but hot air.
I don't see why this skipper made us come all the way out here to the refinery. We could be spending our liberty in the colony.
Can't you do anything but gripe, Manning?
Skip it. Where do we meet Captain Strong?
In the main refinery down this hall.
Hey, what's that up there?
It looks like a conveyor belt.
And look, it goes outside, straight out to those hills off to the west.
But the cars are empty.
They're returning for more crystal. The conveyor keeps rolling constantly, bringing more crystal in and...
Hey, look down there. Where the cars roll out of the plant. That fellow standing there, wearing the face mask.
What about him?
He's the joker we bumped into by that space freighter. The Martian deck officer who pulled the parallel ray on
But he has a perfect right to be there. He ships all this crystal.
He only transports refined crystal. Look, he's jumping into one of the cars.
Hey, there's something fishy on tight.
You're right, he's up to something. Come on, let's jump into one of those cars and follow him.
Oh, wait a minute, we better tell Captain Strong.
No time for that now, Astroil, get away.
Well, Tom, we can't
the
just take off.
The skipper said we were on 48 hours liberty, didn't he? We're on our own, so come on, let's blast off.
By the rings of Saturn, how far is that joker going? We've come miles since he jumped out of that conveyor.
Which proves he's up to something.
He sure is.
Hey, keep your face mask on tight, Roger.
I keep slipping on one side. What a crummy place. Smells worse than the gas pits of Venus.
Hold up, fellas.
What's wrong?
You see that ship?
A jet boat.
But what's it doing out here?
Three guys are loading crystal into it.
And that's how it's smuggled out.
That's impossible. A jet boat couldn't reach Earth.
Doesn't have to. Look at the name of her stabilizer.
The Mary Wells.
Say, remember what Captain Strong told us this morning? About that list Lieutenant Mitsuko left?
The Mary Wells reported losing a jet boat a few months ago, and she got a replacement.
This is how she lost it.
Then the jet boat meets the Mary Wells out in space, is taken aboard, and carried to Earth.
Go to the head of the class, Astro.
But the freighter's boat locks were full. What does she do with the extra boat?
Probably sends it down here to be filled up for the next trip.
What an operation.
And this is our chance to break it up. What do you suppose would happen if we stowed away aboard that boat?
Well, what's the point in that?
To prove the connection with the Mary Wells. We'd get aboard the freighter
and then take over.
Take over?
The three of us?
A space freighter only has a crew of five.
Hey, now's our chance. Those guys are going into that space hut.
What a break. How about it, Astro?
Well, Oh, blast it. Okay, but it's against my better judgment.
You won't think so when they pin the solar medal on you, Astro.
Let's go, fellas. And spaceman's luck.
I can't get comfortable on these things. They're sharp.
Don't let any of your belt gear touch the crystal. Remember, they're metal. And this stuff isn't refined.
I've got my gear tucked under my blouse.
Same here. Hey, listen. Our pal's come aboard.
I hope he doesn't get an idea to check his cargo first.
Quiet, you guys.
He's firing up the jets.
Brace yourselves, fellas. This may be a rough takeoff.
What's that?
Are you comfortable in there, my young friend?
Who's he talking to?
He came aboard alone, didn't he?
Can't you hear me in there?
I got a hot space flash for you fellas. He's talking to us.
What? Then he knows we're in here?
Come on, let's file out.
Oh, no use. The cargo hatch is locked.
You're so right, my impetuous young friend. You wanted this trip, so you're going to get it. And believe me, it will be a long one. Far out into space.
We'll return. return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Fellows and girls, it's here at last. An exciting new prize for you. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep.
That's right. Free at no extra cost in every package of Kellogg's Pep.
Yes, sir, everybody's excited about the new Magic Moving Picture Eye, a swell prize that you can get right now. This Magic Eye is a smooth, shiny plastic disc. When you hold it between your fingers and tilt it back and forth, the picture on the disc moves like magic. And you can get all different kinds of pictures.
Pictures of movie stars like Bob Hope and William Holden of Paramount Pictures. And trains speeding down a track. Jet planes in the air. And sports stars like Pauline Betts and Bobby Riggs in action.
There are 16 different Magic Eye moving pictures in all. And listen, you can start your Magic Eye collection right now. Because you get a Magic Eye in every package of Kellogg's Pep. Free at no extra cost. Your grocer has your package of Kellogg's Pep with a Magic Eye packaged inside right now. So don't wait. Ask Mom to get a package of Kellogg's Pep as soon as she can.
That's right. To get your Magic Eye, ask Mom to buy Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
Trapped in the cargo compartment of the jet boat, the space cadets are being carried away from Titan. Carried out into the cold blackness of space where they know there will be no return. Crouched on the mass of smuggled crystal, they brace themselves as best they can while the jet boat roars toward its rendezvous with the freighter.
Hey, Astro. Roll over one of those chunks of crystals. A big one.
Huh? What for?
This is no time to ask questions. Come on.
All right.
Hey, what are you doing at this hatch anyway, Junior? Expect to open it with your fingers or something?
No, but I've managed to rip loose some of the insulation around the hatch plate.
That's a great help.
Here's that chunk of crystal you wanted, Tom.
Thanks, Astro. Now watch, Roger. And pray that my crystal can opener works.
Jumping Jupiter, of course. The crystal goes to work on the metal and will turn it into crystal, too.
Right, only the crystallized metal will be brittle. And we can smack right through it.
Is it working, Tom?
Yes, but slow. Awfully slow. And that rendezvous with the space freighter can't be too far off.
You beautiful hunk of crystal, keep working on that hatch.
Isn't that crystallized area large enough yet, Tom?
Let it go a little longer. When we break out, we've got to move fast. We'll need plenty of elbow room.
No wonder that joker doesn't hear the vibration.
The noise of the jets probably covers it.
Hey, the jets, they stopped.
We must be at our rendezvous point.
Tom, he'll hear the vibration.
And we have to hit him now. Break that crystal and let's go.
Stupid fool!
Now, now, watch your language, pal, or I'll tell Astro to sit on you again.
Tom, do you see the space freighter yet?
No, not a sign of it.
What are you staying here for? Why don't you return to Triton while there's still a chance?
I like the air out here better.
But this boat is becoming completely crystallized. It will shatter.
We know, pal. Why do you think we put on these emergency spacesuits?
There it is, fellas. There it is.
The space freighter?
You expect the Earth Lunar shuttle, Astro?
All right, start up the jets, Astro. I'll handle the controls.
I hope everything still works. Well, the jets are okay.
And so are the controls. Here we go.
You fellas got everything straight? You know what to do?
Sure, a snap. As soon as we get close enough to the freighter so the boat can't miss her, we just abandon ship.
We'd better double-check our ropes. If we get separated out in space, we're in for trouble.
What have we got now?
Stand by the escape hatch, Roger. We're closing in on the freighter.
I'm ready.
You're crazy, all of you. You'll never get away with it. We'll drift in space until we die for lack of oxygen.
Not the way we figure it. As soon as this boat hits the freighter, the crystal will start to work. Then there, skipper, is a cinch to call for help.
Okay, Roger. Astro, get your helmets on. We go overboard in 30 seconds.
Hey, Astro. Astro.
Yeah, Tom?
You all right?
Just fine.
What about Roger?
Don't worry about me, Junior. I'm drifting along like a cloud.
How's our passenger?
He hasn't opened his mouth in the last 10 minutes.
The shock of seeing the boat crash into the freighter must have been too much for him. He passed out cold.
You did a nice job of aiming, Tom. Not only is the hull of that ship crystallizing, but you smashed her tube. She can't get underway.
And the skipper has to send a distress call now.
He's probably sent out 50 already.
Hey, look. The call's been answered. A couple of rocket cruisers are coming
and
up.
And one of them's the Polaris.
That's our skipper right on the ball.
I hope he is, Roger, at least as far as we're concerned. He may think we made a little bit too much of our liberty.
Boys, I honestly don't know whether to recommend you for the solar medal or to log you for this crazy stunt.
Well, Captain, why don't we just skip the whole thing?
Well, maybe that would be best. But it's going to take some explaining.
Captain Strong, did you learn anything from that man we brought aboard?
Yes. He gave me the whole story. And you were right, Tom. They'd use the jet boat to carry the smuggled crystal to the freighter and at the same time send an empty boat back to Titan.
But what happened when they reached Earth, sir? How'd they land the stuff?
Very simple. They jettisoned the whole cargo, dumped it overboard to drift into space and be picked up later by other jet boats that wouldn't be suspected.
Say, they covered all the angles, didn't they?
What about Lieutenant Mitsuko?
A clear case of murder, Tom. And those men will pay for it.
I'm sure glad of that.
Say, Skipper, I was just thinking...
Uh-oh, run for cover, Astro.
All right, Manning, let's have it.
Well, since you can't give us the solar medal and you don't want to log us, can't you sort of give us recognition in the Academy record book?
Recognition? Well, for what?
Why, for the way we hitched a ride on the Polaris. We're the first space hikers.
Don't miss the next thrilling interplanetary adventure on Tuesday, when danger lurks in the cold blackness of the void, and Tom Corbett visits the space station of danger. Tune in same time, same station for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast were Al Markham, Jan Merlin, Edward Bryce, and Peter Capell. Today's program was directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Shh.
In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That's the secret of Kellogg's extra delicious flavor. That means plumper, tastier raisins combined with golden crisp bran flakes. Both fruit and cereal, all in one box. No other raisin brand but Kellogg's gives you raisins dipped in honeycomb. So try Kellogg's because...
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Shh. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Shh. Kellogg's Raisin.
This program has come to you from New York, America's Sola ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.